This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, hilarious, wonderful, and Santa hat-wearing co-host, Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus, it's so nice of you to join Geek Herring today.
Well, my darling child, I'm very glad to be here with you on this fine day, 2 days before we have to work the most in our year once again. Hi.
I really appreciate you taking the time out from, you know, your busy schedule being here. I'm sure that last night your husband was out delivering presents all across the world to all those children. And, you know, this is your first day back together after that very stressful evening apart.
Yeah, together, if you know what I mean. We really came back together.
Oh, Mrs. Claus, this is not that kind of show.
Is it not? I thought. Oh, I'm sorry. Then I will hand it over to your co-host again, who obviously is so much more mature and so much less filled. Nobody believes that.
Funniest story of the day.
Also probably all lies. How are you doing, Amanda?
Doing good, thanks. Glad to be here. Glad to be recording our last episode recording of the year.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. We kind of were so unprepared that we don't even know what's going on this week.
We're having a Christmas party. We're drinking Kahlua and wine. We're wearing crazy hats. And we've got like two things to announce and celebrate. And Christmas is happening.
Christmas is happening. Whether we like to or not, Christmas is happening. And despite 2020 being a shit show, we all just kind of have to make the best out of it. And that's why I'm wearing a Santa hat, even though, as Marty in chat said, Moni with a Santa said 2020 is really going downhill.
I don't know. I mean, like, this is twice in 1 week that you've worn the Santa hat on stream. So maybe actually 2020 is going up, like, just like this little bit of much.
But is me wearing a Santa hat something that lifts the year or something that lowers the year? In my books, it's lowering the year. So I can assume that, like, you may be thinking that it lifts the year, but not here.
Well, you know, this is the third Christmas episode that we have done. Every year for the last 3 years, we have recorded a Christmas episode. And the first one, you were like, bah, fucking humbug. I don't do Christmas. That's exactly what you sounded like. And last year, you were like, I have a Christmas tree. I have a Christmas topper. I have ornaments. And like, I even called the episode, your Grinch is melting. And this year, you're wearing a fucking Christmas hat on the fucking Christmas stream. So, I mean, I think you maybe are starting to like Christmas.
Well, that's a bit far-fetched, isn't that? That is really far-fetched.
Is it though? Even yes, Marty had a saying, is that old heart slowly melting, Moni? Is it? She's smiling. She's laughing.
That's the wine, folks.
And she's like, ah, and Beard is like, Monica, you're a Hallmark movie and you didn't even realize it. You know?
If I'm in a Hallmark movie, then where is my guy? Or where is the person then? Where is the human being doing weird things or whatever?
Hello, weirdo. Yes, entrance time now. Yeah, thanks.
As if he would ever talk to you.
He talks to me. We talk all the time.
He nods at you and he's like,
Well, yeah.
Yes, no, hi, bye. I'm winning. I'm losing. Probably losing because he's not great at Mario Kart.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Yes, and you made me watch a Christmas movie. And I watched Love Actually on Monday.
How was that with a rewatch? I actually haven't seen it for a few years. And I've heard that maybe it's not holding up quite as well as I once imagined it did.
In what regard?
I read about Keira Knightley's scenes. I didn't look too much into it, but like Keira Knightley's scenes are very
bland.
Not bland. I'm trying to think of how to word it. Like they are pro misogyny. Like they kind of like allows her like not consenting and stuff. I don't know. I didn't read too much into it, and I was like, oh, I haven't actually looked at it with this kind of
lens. You mean
lens? Yeah. So
I mean. In a way that she would not consent to the romantic gesture that her boyfriend's best friend gives her. No, he's never like number one, he's never telling her that he's actually in love with her in the first place. She finds that out because she doesn't get off his back because she wants to have this wedding videos, and she then basically comes into his place and finds a video and then watches it, and all the while he just tries to avoid her even being there, and she just basically waltzes right in, and then when she realizes what it means, he leaves from his own apartment because he doesn't want to be there. And then the next scene is like the next scene between like after all the other scenes, but the next scene in this timeline, basically, he's standing in front of the door and he's telling her that he basically, to him, she's perfect. Mm-hmm. And then he leaves, and then she runs after him and gives him a kiss on the mouth, and then she runs back in, and that's the entire story. So I'm like, it doesn't feel as if she wouldn't consent to anything because he's never approaching her for anything more. He just tells her how he feels. And I don't necessarily already see that as a something that is not consensual.
Okay.
In that moment, because he just does it and then he leaves, and it doesn't seem like he wants anything more because she obviously is his best friend's wife, and that's more important to him than... Mm-hmm. Or that's what I read from it. Maybe that's me with being gooey-eyed or whatever.
Gooey-eyed. Yeah, maybe. I mean, like I say, I haven't watched it back with like a super critical feminist lens or anything. But I just wondered what you thought, like having seen it just the other day. So
no, Keira Knightley's scenes, they weren't the ones where I was like, more a bit of some other comments from other things where I would be like, would they say that again now? Like how Hugh Grant is talking about women in general, with his thing there, like with the one who then becomes his girlfriend, fiance, I suppose. There are a few lines where I was like, don't know if that would have been in the script, would have. And the movie's 17 years old, people. 17 years.
Wow, that's so long.
Yeah, because I was looking and I was like, Hugh Grant is so fucking young. How old is this movie? It can't be that old. And then I was looking it up and it's 2003.
Wow. So that doesn't feel like it's been out for that long. And yet at the same time, it also feels like it's been out for my entire life.
I know. It has been out for your entire life. It's been almost out like half my life almost.
Yeah, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, that's 17 years old too. A lot happened in the last 17 years. So I suppose that's, and again, something that you need to put in the time frame of the thing, of everything. That doesn't make the movie we watched on 5.5 any more feminist. That was also like utter cheesy over bullshit.
Oh yeah, that was a total Hallmark movie. For anybody that doesn't know, there's another podcast that I am part of, 5.5, where we watch 5.5 rated movies from IMDb. And of course, we had Monica on as our guest for our Christmas episode because we know how much she loves Christmas. And the guest always chooses the movie, except this time none of us could find the movie that Monica chose. None of us.
Well, I found it. I only then figured out that it was solely in German on Amazon Prime. And you can probably not watch the movie entirely in German with subtitles. So we had to switch to something. And I somehow didn't want to bother Marty with a gay Christmas movie that was on the list. So I was like, okay, then. And then we ended up with the one that was available on Netflix, which I don't even know the name of anymore.
The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Night Before Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, yeah, it was, I've seen it twice now.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you. You're in for the pain, are you?
Well, we watched it the first time last year because it was a Christmas movie and it was a new one. And Mom and I like cheesy Christmas movies. That one's bad, though. And then we had to watch it again this year. And I was like,
I mean, you can't complain about watching a bad movie when you have a podcast reviewing bad movies. So true. I'm like, well, it's kind of.
They might be a hidden gem, though. You know,
that's not the hidden gem.
Not that one. No, that one.
Did you ever find a hidden gem?
We have found quite a few hidden gems, especially in season one of 5.5. There was quite a few hidden gems.
I wonder how often movies become hidden gems because you actually have to watch them together, and because of the entire situation, that automatically becomes a gem because you have been through some shit together, and that just makes some things more memorable than others.
Yeah, maybe. But like the very first movie that we did, Super Bob, was like, it was seriously epic. And then there was How to Have an Orgy in a Small Town. That one was like so good. And we did bump another one this season, but I can't. Oh, it was Baywatch. I think we Baywatched bumped it. The new one.
Oh, I still haven't listened to that one because you were apparently like all about feminism and whatever in that movie.
Mm-hmm. That movie. 100% feminist movie disguised as a dick movie, disguised as dick jokes.
I don't know. I've watched bits of it and I couldn't finish it because I was like, there is so much Zac Efron in a pumped up version that I can handle, but not enough. Like, it doesn't, this doesn't, this is the most important
thing. I don't see the problem. There's no problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for you, well, I don't know.
Just saying. So what are some of your other favorite Christmas movies? Like, let's talk like cheesy romance-y, not like, you know, the classics like Muppet's Christmas Carol and...
Not something I ever watched.
Well, that's like a tradition. Tom and I watch that every Christmas Eve.
No. Can we, once again, I have this conversation too often and I need to have it because I just can't fucking remember. Christmas Eve is the 24th, then yep. Christmas Day is the 25th. Correct. And then Boxing Day 26?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because I never know. When you talk about Christmas Day, you mean the 25th now, or you mean the 24th? Now I'm very confused, considering we only celebrate on the 24th, and then that's it, basically. Okay. No, I don't watch your classics. Like, I don't watch your Rudolph. I don't watch your Muppets, because that was not something that we had on TV at all. The thing that I associate with Christmas for some reason is always The Last Unicorn. And I do remember watching like the old Santa Claus movies with what's his face? Tim Allen?
Oh, they are the best one.
Like I only like watched, I think, the first one, maybe the second. I'm not entirely sure if I made it through.
The second and third are actually quite good. I mean, they're not as like top tier as the first one, but they're for sequels. They're not bad. Like they're actually pretty good.
Isn't. Who is the kid in the first one?
I don't know.
Isn't that it's not the kid he actually plays in Tool Time with?
No. No, you're thinking of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, it's not him. They did play in a movie together though. I can't remember what it's called, but I can see it.
I don't know what it's called, but you can see it.
Yeah, like I can picture the movie cover. Because like Tim Allen is kind of this businessman. And then he's got the kid and there's something to do with like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like a wild jungle.
But it was started in 1994, the Santa Claus movies.
Mm-hmm.
Started in 1994. And then in 2002 was Santa Claus 2. And then Santa Claus, the Escape Clause, was in 2006.
Wow. That's actually quite a long range for those like three movies to come out.
Totally. That's why I was thinking in 2004, in 1994, I was 10.
Mm.
And then in 2002, I was almost 18. So I'm like, there's too much time has passed between those two movies for me to like watch it in the same kind of realm.
Mm-hmm.
Wiebke says, we watch good old alien invasion movies on Christmas. Don't ask me why. Because it brings in the Christmas mood.
It makes you want to survive another year.
We all want to survive, though.
I don't know. So one of my favorite like Christmas movies is actually The Holiday. Have you seen that one with Kate Winslet and Jack Black, Jude Law?
I know that one. Yes, I've seen that one.
That is probably one of my absolute favorite holiday movies. It really, I think it really holds up. And I mean, Jack Black, can Jack Black really do anything wrong? The answer is no. The answer is no. Jack Black is a legend.
It is hilarious that you come up with that now, because I just a few days ago I found a tweet that made me chuckle, and I then also read all the replies that Jack Black is hot in Holiday, and that's it. That's the tweet basically, and people like agreeing to what is going on, and then basically say Jack Black is hot, period, and not only in the Holiday and whatever. So that caused a whole lot of swooning for Jack Black, and that made me laugh as well. I mean,
like, I don't actually think that I find him very attractive, like physically, but intellectually, like mentally, his personality, I'm like, he is really hot. But like, I think I love him so much that I wouldn't sleep with him.
That's a weird thing to do.
Hmm.
Because you don't want to break him or what?
Oh, I would break him.
Well, you've heard it here first. Amanda will, well, never mind. Blake Jack back in the bedroom. Okay. What a Christmassy episode.
Hey.
Make him wear a Santa hat, and then it's Christmas time.
Exactly. Christmas hats, wine, Kahlua, talking about shagging Jack Black. It's a party. Yes. It's a party in my pants.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Holiday is a nice movie. It's a nice, I like Jude Law. Despite, like, I have phases where I don't really like Jude Law, but I kind of like Jude Law.
I'm the exact same. I'm like, I kind of hate you, but I also kind of love you. And it works. Mm.
Was it Cameron Diaz is the other one?
Yeah.
And Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
I love Kate Winslet, though.
I do, too. And I love Cameron Diaz. So, like,
I'm biased about Cameron Diaz.
You don't like her?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't like her. I think I had like this tie situation between Cameron Diaz and Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm. And then I heard like this podcast episode with Gwyneth Paltrow and everything was fine and rosy and whatever. Until she then was like, I don't know in what Marvel movie I'm in. And I'm like, they probably paid you a shit ton of fucking money. And you're just like, whatever, was it Iron Man? Was it whatever? And other people had to tell her in what movie she was. And I'm like, I get it that it's all like a blur for you probably. But I mean, you could at least put some effort into like not making the roles that you play that are so important for so many people just sound like it's a fucking shit show. Because your role was great. It was not the worst movie that you ever did in your life. And you probably got paid a shit ton of money to be there in the first place. So I'm like, That made her really un.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with Cameron Diaz?
That's kind of, that both of them kind of, first I liked Gwyneth Paltrow more, and Cameron Diaz was like, yeah, whatever, I kind of find you weird, but I like Gwyneth Paltrow more. But now they kind of switched places for a bit, but I still don't know if I'm really enjoying Cameron Diaz as an actress or whatever. Even though Dennis said that she apparently quit the acting, which I also wasn't aware of.
But that is sad. Have you seen her film, The Sweetest Thing?
No. Unless it has a different name in German, which I obviously also don't know right now.
I don't know.
We always have different names.
True. That's a good movie.
I haven't seen that one. I don't think so.
It's fantastic. With
Oh, yes. And Gwyneth Paltrow is the one who is selling vagina smelling candles and coochie steaming, basically, where mm-hmm. you sit on a stool with a hole and then you just steam your hoo-ha and they will make you all young from the inside.
Ooh. Yeah. Strange ones.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything is wrong with steaming your coochie, but because I know people that do it and swear by it, but that's not something that I'm super down for.
Yeah, I don't know. What scientifically, apparently, that's generally bullshit because the vagina is something that cleans itself. And blowing steam up your interiors there is basically not something that is helping anything and not really anything that would improve the state down there.
Yeah. Teach their own, not for me, but I'm not going to judge the people I know who do it for doing it. I'll maybe judge them for something else, you know, but not that.
Yeah. We're all judging people for something.
Exactly.
Why do you love holidays so much?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's just something really heartwarming and lovely about it. And like, I definitely has to do with the actors themselves. Like, I think that there's just a lot of good vibes and chemistry based on who they are. And kind of just love to see their interactions. I like that there's, you know, there's the happy ending and that's really lovely. And like, it's predictable, but it's not like super predictable. And there's just, I don't know. It just is a movie that makes me smile.
Yeah. It's those good kind of good romance films, basically, that like are set in a nice time. You have nice characters and it's not like it's cheesy, but it's not overly freaking cheesy like the book that we've read last week where I'm like, that's too much for anyone to handle. And it's not like a Hallmark movie. So it's just like, it's really nice. It has a nice storyline and it's just a heartwarming film in a way.
Mm-hmm. Like it's emotional. It's Christmas themed. It's got like romance and it's hilarious and Jack Black. So like, it really has all of the things to make a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's a nice movie. Set on any streaming platform.
It's available on Canadian Netflix because I keep seeing it and I'm like, we need to watch that. Maybe I'll make that suggestion tonight. What we did watch the other day, which I was kind of excited for because we watched the first one last year, was The Christmas Chronicle 2. Have you seen that? It's new on Netflix this year with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Is that his name?
No.
Kurt Russell? Is that his name or am I just...
Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Is that the right name? Anyways, it was that
one. Goldie Hawn's husband is Kurt Russell.
Yes, that's the film. Then yeah, I was
he's
just like,
also the guy who plays the planet in The Guardians.
Yes,
and Quill's dad, basically.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, so he plays Santa, and the Christmas Chronicle, which came out last year. I mean, it was fine. It was not like this is the best holiday movie ever, but it was like nice. It was not romance. It was a kids movie, but it was kind of good. So I was kind of excited for the second one. It was fucking terrible. It was so bad. It was awful. All of us were sitting there like, this is really what is bad. This shit?
Why?
The acting was terrible. The plot line was not like, I don't know. It could have been good, but I think the acting really killed it. It was just really bad. It was like The Night Before Christmas bad, but like worse.
Yeah. At least Vanessa Hudgens is like steady with her cheesy movie performance. So you're not like, well, we've seen you do this like 15,000 times now. There is nothing new. We know you can be cheesy and like super swoony and whatever. But yeah, no fancy shit going on there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have really bad acting where it's just like where your toenails basically flip themselves over because it's so painful.
Yeah, this was what it was. Don't recommend it at all.
Is that also with Kurt Russell, though, or is it just a sequel?
Oh. It's the sequel, but it's with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn and the same girl that was in the first one, and it was just a stinker. Do not recommend. Oh, no. If you're like, should I watch it? Like, would this be a nice movie to put on Christmas Day with the family? No. Do not put yourself through that misery. Put your children in a room. They can watch it. They can hate it on their own, but do not put yourself through it. Don't.
Oh, God.
And as recommendation, stay the fuck away.
When you're so emotional about this, I'm like, you're like, yeah, whatever, kind of nice. But when you're already like, fuck this shit, this bullshit, then it's probably really not watchable.
Yeah. Then Monica's like, I'm going to watch that now and see what it's all about.
No. It's a Christmas movie. It's not one where I would be like, it's not like The Human Centipede where I was like, it's kind of so fucked up. You need to have seen this. Also, 10 out of 10 would not recommend. Like, don't watch it. It's fucked up, just most fucked up movie you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, both of them. Bonkers. Ugh. Can't. Like, a friend that was there with us when we were all watching it together, he literally spent like 2 hours that the entire movie was running on the balcony, sitting on his own on a fucking bench that's super uncomfortable, instead of watching the movie. And in hindsight, I totally understand.
In hindsight, I wish I was there too.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a car crash. You kind of need to watch it and be like, who the flying fuck comes up with a storyline like this? And apparently there are three movies. And I haven't watched the third one, and I haven't seen the third one, and I don't think I need to see it at all. But man, that's something else. Oh, my God.
I don't know how this came about, because I haven't seen any of The Human Centipedes. However, Tom and I did fast forward through the first one and the third one. Just kind of fast forward. I don't know why we did this. You would need to ask past Amanda and Tom, because present Amanda kind of is just like, I don't know why we did this. But like, we fast forwarded, and the third one is set in a prison, and there's like a scene at the end with all the inmates sewn together, and it was disgusting. We were like,
yeah, I know. What? I know. It's just, what? I know.
Why?
It's kind of very confusing, though, how many, going back to Christmas movies, how many Christmas movie situations are out there. I totally heard the plane.
Yeah, it's a helicopter, but I can't see it. It's a helicopter, but I don't know where it is. Oh, we get military planes overhead, and they're a lot louder, so I know it's a helicopter. Oh, great.
So yeah, and there are a lot of Christmas movies and Christmas themed things happening on Netflix and also on Disney Plus, where they have this, I don't know, Star Wars Christmas version and that Christmas version. I just can't bring myself to watch it, because I'm like, do we need that content in our lives? Do we really need, like, I mean, okay, now that I think of it, I do kind of need R2-D2 in a Santa Claus costume or whatever. Like, I'm kind of here for that now that I'm mentioning it. Oh, or Baby Yoda in a...
Oh my God, yeah, Baby Yoda wearing the Santa hat, holding a little candy cane.
I saw so many Christmas trees that now use Baby Yoda as the tree topper. And it's so adorable. And I'm kind of jealous. I kind of wanted to know, even though I like my tree topper too.
You've got a great tree topper. There's a house around the corner from us that has a blow up Baby Yoda holding a candy cane wearing a Santa hat. It's the fucking cutest thing ever.
I can totally understand. I haven't seen it, but I already know that you're right.
Perhaps I will. It's not raining tonight. Well, it's not raining now, so hopefully it's not raining tonight. So I will be able to get a picture, perhaps.
Adorable.
So sad last night when Saturn and Jupiter were the closest in like 400 years in the sky, and we had clouds and rain, and I was like, I can't even fucking see the conjunction. This is bullshit.
Aww.
They'll still be close tonight, but they'll not be as close as they were last night.
No. I also missed through the solar eclipse when it happened, so that was also kind of sad. Also doesn't happen anymore in 500 years, not at least around here. So, sad
times. Just have to chase the eclipses.
Yeah. If we want to talk about travel in 2020 now.
No, 2021, we're not.
I'm not expecting to go anywhere anytime soon.
I know. Tom and I had decided that for Christmas, we were going to get each other like a long weekend away somewhere, like just hunker down somewhere local, like not fly anywhere, just like, I don't know, go up the island or something, get a something, or save it until we go home to Northern Ireland and like just have a little staycation. And then as of Saturday, we're having 28 days of lockdown. And then like 3 days later, we've got flights back to Northern Ireland. So I'm like, glad we didn't book anything.
Oh, dear.
It's just to get away from
everything. Holidays are so necessary. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. And for you especially. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. So necessary.
So necessary.
They will come eventually.
One day. Maybe.
One day. Maybe. One day. That's how 2020 broke everyone. I will never get out of this shit show.
Basically.
But we're not going to do this now.
No, we're not going to get down the dumps.
No.
We're
celebrating the thing that is Christmas. Yay. Yes. Where did that yay fucking come from? I don't even know. It must be the one half glass of wine that I just had.
Like Christmas. Yay.
Yay. It's a sad time that we're celebrating it. Like, it's kind of like, you knew, now that you know that you can't do the things that you usually can do, you're like, yeah, I need to make the best out of it now. Even though you didn't make the best out of it when it happened years and years and years before, you were like, yeah, whatever, I can't be asked, it's bullshit. And now you're like, well, it was kind of great that we could do that, and now we can't do that, and it's just annoying. And yeah, and I don't even have a couch. First world fucking problems.
First world problems. Oh, so I'm a little bit sad because a tradition that we've had since I was born, not specifically like me and my parents, but like my whole extended family here in Canada, is we've always gotten together on Christmas Eve. And growing up, it was like there was the five aunts and uncles, my grandparents, and then all the grandchildren. There's eight of us. So it was a full house. And it carried on after I left for Northern Ireland, and like Christmas Eve kind of, it kept going on, and I missed like 12 of them. Came home 3 years ago and was like, ah, yay, I'm here for Christmas Eve. Kind of sucked. It wasn't as magical as it was when you were a kid, mm-hmm. but that's fine. But anyways, this year I like said to my cousins, I was like, what if we organized a Secret Santa? Since we can't get together physically this year, we could Aww. Do like a Secret Santa and like drop off or post each other a present, like not like individuals, but couples. So I was like, it might be really nice mm-hmm. and we can get together on a Zoom call and like open them together. And all of the cousins that I floated the idea to were like, no, don't want to do that. And I was
oh,
like,
no. Oh, that's asses. Bad.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So I was like, fine. They're like, we like the idea of a Zoom call. And I was like, what's the point in a Zoom call if there's no presence?
Well, I mean, getting together and talking to the people that you love, I suppose.
Well, do they even love us if they don't want to have like a little...
Well, maybe their love language is not gift.
Well, mine's maybe not either. I just thought it would be really nice. And they're like, no. I'm like, right, no problem.
Life is hard. But what are the good things that you're going to do this Christmas?
On Christmas Eve, we're going to have a little bit of a buffet because that's my favorite way to celebrate Christmas Eve now. It's like a tradition for me and Tom is to like make a little buffet for the two of us and watch all three of my cheesy Christmas movies because they're like 25 minutes long each. So, and then we watch Muppet's Christmas Carol, like the Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty. They're all like 25, 30 minutes long. So we can watch all three of them and the same like the time it takes to watch Muppet's Christmas Carol. So,
okay.
It's a fair trade-off. And we have like snacky foods and we just like cozy up together. And this year, it's not really happening. Like we're still going to have the movies on, but also my parents have invited like one couple over at 2 o'clock and then my uncle and aunt are coming over at 7 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, well, all right. So yeah, I think we're still going to do a buffet, but we might not be able to do the movies, which... maybe we can watch them on Christmas Day because we have no plans. Just opening presents, eat food.
Yay.
Yeah,
but that's fine. Like whatever day it is sounds fine, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then on Boxing Day, we always have a big brunch, like a cooked breakfast. And Tom brought over some treats from Northern Ireland.
Yay.
So yeah, that'll be good. We've got, we don't have any orange juice. That's a disaster.
Well, that's a disaster. Christmas is canceled. We don't have any orange juice.
Well, because we have mimosas for Boxing Day brunch. Okay, and right now we only have champagne. I'm like, we can't have a mimosa if there's no orange juice.
You can have champagne.
I don't like champagne on its own.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm very fussy. Wrong,
Asti. Buy it. Martini Asti.
I know. But then we still have to go out and buy and...
You still have time. You're in quarantine. Like, what? I forgot to buy dishwasher tablets today. That's something I also need to buy tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I didn't order that with the grocery shop.
Nightmare. So what are you doing this year? How are you celebrating?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
We're not going down to the in-laws just because we want to make sure there's nothing going on considering the... father-in-law is also like high risk category, so we don't stay in close proximity. Like we see each other, but we also like even now we're just like there occasionally, but not hug or anything. Not that we ever hug or something. So, but we left it out like on my birthday, and we don't like go try and not go close to each other. So we also won't sit together during food, which we usually would have done. We also won't go to my family or what's left of it. So basically we will get food delivered from downstairs, or we're going to pick it up from downstairs. It will be just some sort of sausages and bread and stuff. So it's just cold smørrebrød, so bread with sausage and cheese and shit like that. And then I suppose we're going to watch a movie or whatever. And there's a lot going on a lot of Twitch channels, so that's probably where I will spend the rest of my time, playing video games with weirdos on the internet.
That sounds nice, though. At least you get to spend time with people in some capacity. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people in the same boat this year where they can't get together with family or friends like they normally do. So Twitch is a pretty great alternative.
Yeah, and there are loads of people who also just increase because they also can't go anywhere, right? So they increase the numbers of the times that they're streaming and make sure it's a lot very comfortable for everyone, that people can play with each other and it's not solely the person running the show. So it's very interactive and very community oriented, and I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going on, and that's what's happening, and that's what I'm gonna do. And eventually I'm going to get my couch, just not now.
One day.
I had a song in my head, but at the same time while I was singing it, I was losing it again. So I'm like, whatever. But yeah, that's how it's going to go. I'm curious about New Year's, to be honest, whether or not people will celebrate and will shoot all the rockets and shit like that.
So was that a thing that happens for you? Firecrackers and stuff?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we have a view from where we are over the entire town, basically, and we have free fireworks every New Year's. Aww. So now I don't know if people are going to do it or not. I know Germany forbid it. Like, Germany doesn't allow people to buy fireworks. But we haven't done that yet. But we're also, again, back in quarantine from the 27th. So I don't know if people want to, I don't know, not celebrate 2020, or if they're going especially hard because they're like, fuck this
burn
shit.
It all down. I'm gonna
exactly burn the shit fucking down. So we will see how that goes. Yeah. But yeah, Christmas is not gonna be super special. Like, I have my tree, I don't even have proper presents.
I guess we'll have to see what happens for New Year's. Yeah. New Year's for me, I've always had a party of some kind. So I think that's going to be weird that it's just going to be like me, Tom, and my parents, same as every other night. I'm like, okay. But we'll see. I don't know. Because fireworks aren't really a thing.
Is that not something that Canada does? Really?
No, not really. Not that I really remember.
Okay.
To be honest. My New Year's are mostly parties. Like, I've always, my friend group, we kind of split up who had the parties, and my party of the year was always New Year's. So like, I don't really remember fireworks. It was just parties.
When were you in Canada last time
for New Year's? Mm-hmm. 3 years ago.
Okay.
No, that's a lie. 3 years ago we left on New Year's Eve, so we left Canada on the 30th to fly to the Netherlands for New Year's Eve. So the last time I was in Canada for New Year's Eve was 10 or 11 years ago. And best friend Steph had a party at her mom's house.
Okay.
But the last 2 years, no, last year I was, Tom and I were in Florida, and we had a party with like all my parents' friends in the retirement village. And then like our good friends, Felicia and Ian, came down. So they were there as well. And Felicia and I got very, 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 very drunk. Very, very, very.
Well done you. Well done you. That's how you do it. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year everything is a bit different, and we tried to make the most of it for some reason. And you can also do that in a geeky way, in one way or the other. So I think the world is open to us weirdos.
I think so. I think, you know, 2020 has shown that online friendships and communication, it's not that weird.
It is true.
It's totally fine. So, yeah. This is our last episode recording in 2020. Thank goodness.
Yes.
we release our New Year's Day episode with Geek Girl Strong, Robin Warren, talking about why fitness is a feminist issue. And we're starting the new year strong with some body positivity themes and self-love and loving the skin you're in.
Looking forward to that.
I really am looking forward to that because, like, how many people just make resolutions that are like, I'm going to lose weight this year? And it's like, does anybody ever stick to that resolution? Ever?
Number one, no. Number two, no. And also, after 2020, I think planning so far in advance and being all like, I'm going to change my life this year and I'm going to be like the best version of myself or whatever, can also just simply go shit. It can go shit because sometimes we just need to get to a place where we are comfortable and confident and satisfied and happy with the where we're at and in our body and in our life. And this is basically the antithesis to the constant drive for change of humans, which is great if that's what you want. And we're always here for growth, but that doesn't mean that the current version is lacking or is not good the way it is. So we try to raise a bit more awareness about the fact that we're all worthy and we're fine the way we are.
Here, fucking here.
Here, fucking here.
Here, fucking here. So yeah, with that, this is Geek Herring signing off for 2020.
Have a wonderful Christmas time. Have an even better New Year's Eve. And we'll see you again in 2021, the year of hope. And the year where a lot of stuff will be going on around here.
Yes. Yes. All of that. Merry Christmas. Happy ho, ho, ho. See you next year, my friends. If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.